1212 McDade Boulevard, site of the first Wawa food market. It opened for business April 16th, 1964, and 50 years on, the convenience store in Ridley Township, Delaware County, is still going strong. And Wawa has grown to be the third largest food retailer in our region. Let's look back and then ahead with Howard Stokel, former CEO of Wawa and author of the new book entitled The Wawa Way, How a Funny Name and Six Core Values Revolutionized Convenience. Mr. Stokel, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you came aboard with Wawa back in the 80s, if I recall.
1987, I joined the company. I started my career at John Wanamaker, a legendary department store in Philadelphia that unfortunately no longer exists. Worked for one or two other retailers, then came back to Philadelphia and joined Wawa in that year.
Longtime Philadelphians perhaps remember Wawa by whatever jingle was pertinent back then. I think the 80s was, we do it just a little bit better.
You're absolutely right. And then for people on the go, and it's evolved over a period of time. And one of the things that I'm proud of here at Wawa is that we take a long-term point of view, plan for the future, and make sure the business is relevant.
But could Wawa even have envisioned the changes in the retail food market over the intervening decades? People don't cook as much at home. People are on the go, and that's where the convenience store surge has grown in part.
Well, absolutely. When we opened the first store back in 1964, basically Wawa was the alternative to the supermarket. You know, supermarkets weren't open late at night. They weren't necessarily open on Sunday. They weren't big box retailers, and people needed these small retailers. And when we started the business, basically we sold dairy, deli, produce, bread, and grocery items. And most of our products back in those days would actually make it home to the kitchen. Today, we're much more of a restaurant to go, and we compete with the likes of McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway, and other QSRs and fast casual, because most of the food that's bought in our stores is consumed before people get home, because people are busy today, they want convenience, and they're eating on the run.
You mentioned the importance of Wawa's core values. What are they?
Well, we have six core values that we live by day in and day out. And about 20 years ago, we held focus groups and we had our associates basically create the words to support the core values. And they are value people, because we are a people business, delight customers, because customers do have choices, do the right things. We want to live by very high ethical standards. Do things right. We want to be consistent. And when people want a hot cup of coffee, you know, we want it to be hot. Embrace change, because if you don't change today, you don't survive. And passion for winning. And passion for winning is doing better today than we did yesterday and constantly raising the bar. So if decisions support most of those values, then it ends up being a good decision. You know, here at Wawa, we've always tried to be what we call the Cheers of convenience stores. You know, a place where you're known by name, a place where you have a great experience, a place where you may only spend 3.5 or 4 minutes when you visit the store, but that 3.5 or 4 minutes can really help jumpstart your day or help customers have a better day. And we want to fulfill customers' lives by being there for them.
Once upon a time in the Delaware Valley, there were other dairies extant, Goodnose, Greenwood, Cumberland Farms. Why have they all gone away and Wawa continues to grow?
Well, you know, the dairy has declined as a beverage. And if you look at our dairy today, we've succeeded because we now produce as many non-dairy products, teas, lemonades, and juices, as we do dairy products. So, you know, people are drinking less milk today. There are many more options available to consumers. I mean, you think about it, 20 years ago, you didn't have all these spring waters and these filtered waters, and water has become a big business. So there are more alternatives for the consumer. And because the retail business here has grown so well, you know, our dairy has survived over, you know, the past couple of decades.
Though the biggest sale as measured by gallons is now gasoline rather than milk at Wawa. Talk about the surge of superstores. I believe it began some 18 years ago.
Well, it began in 1996. And, you know, 30 years ago, we actually had gas at some stores. So we went out of the gas business because the first time around, we didn't do it right. So we closed our initial gas stores and then within 10 years went back into the gas business. And one of our board members said, "You have one of the best food service offers in the country. What you're missing is gas." And the gas retailers were beginning to get into food. Not as much as we were, but they were beginning to sell food. And again, we want to be, you know, the preferred choice to our consumers. So we decided to test gas, and we opened our first store in Millsboro, Delaware. And if we build it, will they come? And we priced very, very competitively. We built a big store with big gas, and ever since then, every store has gas that we've opened.
And with that, I believe Forbes lists Wawa as number 40 on the list of largest privately held companies. Let's see here. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and then you jump all the way down to Central Florida. What's the calculus of skipping the states along the way and going all the way down to the Sunshine State?
Well, to grow shareholder value, you have to expand. And we looked, you know, at the adjacent states. And, you know, we have a lot of locations in the five states we're in right now. We did have stores at one time in Connecticut, and we sold those stores, and we found that a very tough environment for us to operate in terms of getting real estate, getting zoned, and permitting. And New York is expensive and tough to get zoned and permitted. And then we said, well, if we go west, we're in Sheets Country, which is a very good competitor, and we didn't, you know, want to compete there. That didn't make sense. And we looked further to the south, North Carolina and South Carolina, but there were already a lot of good convenience retailers. And then we looked to Florida, and we didn't see anyone like Wawa in Florida. And we saw a lot of great properties that were available. And the recession hit Florida pretty hard 6-7 years ago. Property values decreased, and it just made sense for us to go to Florida. It's clearly the biggest geographic and strategic leap this country's ever made. Because when you make a decision to go into a new market, I mean, you're land banking, you know, 50 or 100 sites, and you're making a big financial commitment to the future. So we're looking at having a couple hundred stores in Florida over the next decade, probably about 300 stores. We will continue to expand in the Mid-Atlantic market at about 25 stores a year. So we'll have two markets, Mid-Atlantic and Florida. But Florida promises to be a very important market. And we started in Orlando. We opened the first store right outside SeaWorld in 2012. And we figured Orlando created magic for Disney. Hopefully it's going to create magic for Wawa. And since then, we've expanded into Tampa. And we'll expand up and down the coast.
Do you have to educate those Florida customers about what the Hoagie and Hoagie Fest means, or are there enough snowbirds that they're already familiar with it?
Well, Dave, there are a lot of snowbirds down there. And I tell you, when we opened that first store, we had people camp out a day before to be there for the experience. And the first week that we were open, we were just amazed at the crowds. It was packed, the store. And people waited initially a half hour to 45 minutes for a Hoagie or, you know, a built-to-order beverage. So our reputation preceded us. And the most important thing we did, Dave, was send associates down from Philadelphia to work in the Florida stores, because we realized the key to success was transplanting our culture. You know, products are important, store design's important, layout's important, but the most important element of our success in becoming a living brand is our culture and the values that we talked about earlier. So for the first 15 stores, I mean, we populated those stores with people who clearly understood the Wawa culture, and they've done a remarkable job in Florida.
What major challenges do you envision? What advice would you give to your replacement in terms of cautionary notes moving ahead?
Nurture and manifest the wonderful culture that's existed here for 50 years. I mean, Graham Wood, who pioneered the first convenience store for Wawa on April 16, 1964, his legacy is strong. His spirit remains in the organization. Graham was a caring servant leader, but he also had a thirst for experimentation, trying different things. And we've had our share of things that haven't worked over the years, as well as our share of successes. And, you know, I think it's important to keep the company young. We're 50 years young, not 50 years old, because when you mature, you begin to die, and you never want a business to mature. You always want to think the best is yet to come, and there are many more chapters to be written in the book. So I think the challenge in any business is keep it young, keep it entrepreneurial, keep that original spirit alive in the business.
The celebration will be in evidence across Wawa stores tomorrow. Mr. Stokel, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Well, thank you, Dave, for having me.
That's Howard Stokel, former CEO of Wawa, Author of the new book entitled The Wawa Way, How a Funny Name and Six Core Values Revolutionized Convenience.